Well, good afternoon, Marianne Smith Edge, and I know I have a lot of slides to get through in a short amount of time, and Christina did a great job of setting this up. Since I am going to speak on the fact-based front-of-pack labeling research. The only disclosure is that I am a full-time employee of the International Food Information Foundation Council, which did the research on the fact-based front-of-pack information in last summer. So, as you know, the International Food Information Council Foundation, our mission is to effectively communicate science-based information on health, nutrition, and food safety, and we are primarily supported by the broad-based food, beverage, and agriculture industries, and we are governed by a board of trustees. So, really, what the objectives here from my aspect is just to identify the elements of the consumer research that was really behind the facts up front, formerly known as the Nutrition Keys front-of-pack labeling system, and to really look at the comparisons and outcomes of the different phases that we used in the research. I think a little bit of the background is why all the discussion, and one of the aspects is, of course, last beginning of 2010, First Lady Michelle Obama really looked at the Let's Move campaign, and she called for front-of-pack nutrition labeling at the same time that we knew the Institute of Medicine project was underway to define desirable qualities of such systems. So one of the aspects was that the Grocery Manufacturing Association decided to do a research project to really look at some of the nutrition keys, as which Christina mentioned. And so the International Food Information Foundation was awarded the consumer research project. It was independent. We actually hired a consultant outside of myself to help run all the research. So really here, the objectives were to really quantitatively assess the ability of the front-of-pack label options under consideration to determine, which approaches were best in allowing consumers to comprehend the front-of-pack information, how best to communicate some of the intended information for increased clarity, and really look at the ways that consumers interpret front-of-pack nutrition information. So you'll see on a couple of the slides very quickly is that we did four phases, basically, even though looking at the keys. We did one with no front of pack, one with front of pack with calories only, and then, of course, calories plus negative, or what we would say, those to limit. And then the fourth phase, which is labeled D in this research, is front of pack plus those nutrients to limit and plus positive nutrients as well. The methodology, we did almost 7,400 consumers, and they were adults that were from between 18 and 70 years of age, and as you can see here, they reflected the 2007 and 8 U.S. Census estimate from age group of grocery shoppers, educational levels, household income. And again, what I think is the strength of this is that in the four phases is that the demographics uniformly were replicated across all phases corresponding to the four labeling systems. So we had matched demographics throughout. And all participants had to be responsible for at least half of the shopping. So it was an interactive online survey. Of course, it's not the same as pulling it off of the shelf. But the full study, we did do a pilot study prior to the full study with PRS Research out of Pittsburgh that conducted the actual research of 800. And as you can see here, we looked at categories and products consistent with the FDA study methodology. So consumers either saw breakfast cereals and frozen entrees, or they saw salad dressings and savory snacks. And then each of them were divided into these four particular areas. One of the things here is that in any studies, and of course what's unique here, we were trying to see what their comprehension were on front of pack, and so obviously we used unbranded to avoid any type of national brand bias, and three pop products within each category were selected. We actually shopped the groceries to make sure that we found three products that would represent relatively high, medium, and low calories and nutrients. as you can see here, in accordance with FDA methodology that had been done, nutrient levels were tweaked in some cases just so we could clarify high, medium, and low progressions of nutrients, but they were still within product formulation. For example, on its salad dressing, we only could do one positive, and if it was a tomato base, it had to, of course, to even have a positive, it has to have at least 10%, like a vitamin C. So we tweaked it, in other words, so you could have at least one positive for the testing. And again, it was inconsistent with FDA methodology. What we did do is that all claims and ingredients lists were removed from packages. So as Christina said, obviously when you're looking at it and you look at the big picture, we can see what the testing looked like, but when you put it into the big scheme, when there is a lot of clutter on there, but it was the only way to really get a kind of a clear picture. The key findings here, I think what was interesting is that tests generally did enable shoppers to demonstrate comprehension. They expressed ease of understanding and demonstrated interpretation of nutrition information. What we did see is when there, at least from this study, is that the more information that was on the front of pack really did serve to strengthen consumers' comprehension and comfort level. And I think you'll see that from a couple of the slides, is that comprehension was actually high across all product levels, even when there was no front of pack information, which was interesting. And consumers were more frequently able to find and state nutritional content when the relevant information did appear on the front of pack rather than just referring to going to the nutrition fact panel. What is noted here, at times fewer consumers were able to find and state positive nutrient content when only calories and negatives. And that was interesting, and obviously, you know, I had no biases coming into it. I had nothing to what to expect from it. It was interesting on all four categories is that every time, and you'll see some of the slides, is that they were asked the same questions, and as the information was here, is that if there was only the negative and the calories on it, they were actually less likely to be able to find it, even though they could turn. And that's one thing, it was a visual, and they were told up front that if they couldn't find the information, they could always click. And the click meant that it literally turned the package. So they always had access to the nutrition fact panel. So that's how the questions were. They always had. Now, they didn't always say, but they always knew they could click to go back to the information. And so we really saw here is that the presence of positive nutrients on the front of the package really did not interfere with the consumer's ability to accurately state calories and those nutrients. In fact, it actually increased their level. So you also here is that consumers provided with calories plus the negative nutrients and positives were more likely to agree that front of pack nutrition information did aid in their decision making in this regard. And so they actually viewed the nutrition, and as you will note, it is that once it was on the front, they viewed the nutrition fact panel much less often. A couple of other things I thought we looked at due to the high number of individuals when we really were able to do key findings and subgroup analysis. The only really significant analysis came through was on educational levels. We ran significant differences on cultural, on economic levels, as well as race and gender. None of those really came up significance, but really here was education. I think we all know typically the higher levels of formal education are positively associated with expressed ease of understanding and comprehension. But on the second bullet here, across all educational levels, those with more front-of-pack nutrition information did demonstrate higher comprehension. So actually, the difference in comprehension was greater among those with the least formal education. So in this case, is that it actually shows is that when there was more information on the front of pack, it literally did close that education gap, is that the comprehension improved. This is just a couple to actually, from the cereals, to actually show, again, is that when we talk about additional front of pack, each equals greater comprehension. And again, this, and when you see the A, B, and C, is that the significance there is due to high percentage. You are going to have, it is very significant, even if it's a small area. So in this particular case, you see calories, again, when you start with none, there's still a relatively high comprehension area. But when there was more, as more information was on the front, they even could identify calories better, but they also could identify the sodium and the saturated fat in a much higher level. So there was definitely significant when there was negative plus positive information on the front. And I think this is also just an example, is that front of pack information had positive impact on accuracy. When they were here, is that the gray basically says they examined the front of pack, and the blue represents a correct answer. What's interesting is that even if they had only calories on the front, they still were told they could turn the back. And as you can see here, they examined it, but they didn't have the correct answer. And so it was kind of interesting because there was no change even though they were told. But of course, it makes sense is that when the information is on the front, obviously referring to the nutrition fact panel, it diminished significantly, but also their correct answer, so their comprehension improved significantly as well. And the same as in the fattest area. So I think one of the things here is that what this basically says is when there's more information on the front, it does equal greater comfort, and it's easier to figure out. This is four quick slides that verify basically the educational levels. You'll see here with no front of pack basically equals a very low comfort level for non-college graduates. You see here some high school, they say it's very easy to look at, or only 60 for amounts versus DVDs are 69% to 73%, and of course college grads are much higher. As you can see through here, calories only versus calories and negatives, but then when you go to calories plus negatives and positive, you can see here that the gap does lessen significantly. But I think when we talk about it, and Christina referred to her presentation, it is that it's still, when it comes down to what factors are important when you shop for food at the store. And as you can see here, very similar to the research that we do through the IFIC Foundation, is taste still rules price, and then healthfulness is still third in that particular area. A couple of these I'll just go through is that all participants at the end of whether they were looking at salad dressing, cereals, etc., were asked these particular questions. And the key here, so essentially they answered it twice, so there's about 11,000 responses that actually are reflected in these graphs. So the question here is, the nutrition information on the front of pack did help me to understand the different nutritional values for each of these products. As you can see here, about 75% basically said yes, you know, they agree or somewhat agree. The nutrition information on the front is helpful in making an informed decision. Again, you can basically see over 75% said that they did agree with that. And the nutrition information on the front is easy to understand. Again, about two-thirds said it was easy to understand, or even basically 80% that says agree somewhat. And then should it be included on other food products? Basically two-thirds said yes, other products other than what we just looked at, it should be included. And, you know, in this particular one, it says reading and understanding the nutrition information on the front of panel takes more time than I'm willing to spend. Well, at least from the survey aspect, most of them basically said they didn't necessarily agree with that. But they did strongly agree here that using food labels to choose foods would be better than just relying on their own knowledge. However, you know, I will just, you know, some limitations in this, despite the large number, is that, of course, we didn't assess the many factors that affect food purchases and consumption decisions beyond nutrition information. And, of course, we were controlled for all potential co-founders on the food packages. Of course, if you do eye tracking, you obviously know a lot of times that front of pack's not going to be the first thing that they're really going to look at. And again, results can vary for different categories of food based on factors such as pre-existing perceptions. And in this particular one, we did test only one approach, four phases, but one approach to the front-of-pack labeling. And the online survey methodology, even though we could get a much larger geographic to do it more economically and a shorter amount of time, obviously it's not the same as going to the actual grocery store. But I think, again, I'll just, the summary, you have the key findings, I'll mention that. But I just also want to put in context, this is our food and health survey, that this is the sixth year. And it's kind of interesting just when we talk about food labeling. But every year we ask, what sources of information do you really look for as your primary source for food and nutrition label? And I think what this basically says is the food label is not the only source. What it does say, though, is that here you can say 68% cited at least one media source, and this is over 1,000 consumers that are representative of the U.S. Census. But I think you look at, again, of that one separate, almost 60% said food label is important. And, however, what's kind of interesting, when we ask them what they use on the food beverage package, they do say nutrition fact panel as well as expiration date. And interesting enough, it's been pretty consistent, though among those who use the nutrition fact panel, we basically, and this was a 680, we asked Americans are most likely to use calories, total fat, sodium, salt, and sugars. So they really are kind of looking more at those nutrients to limit. But again, very similar to what the front-of-pack research said, taste is still important. However, we've seen a major increase in price over the years, as well as healthfulness. But the one thing I would say just is that still, overall, when we ask consumers about messaging, is that over 60% of Americans say they really want to hear positive messages about what to eat and what not to eat. So I think when we kind of look at the overall systems, we need to really think about talking about what to eat. So, of course, the next steps, we know that the front of pack is appearing in the marketplace today on a select number of products. The implementation of the label is to continue on varying products through the end of 2012, and the launch of the consumer education campaign is anticipated for 2012, Q2. And, of course, as Christina and we all know, is that IOM just recommended a new nutrition rating system as well with symbols in the past 2 weeks. And so I think what it bodes well here is that the reality is, regardless of what system comes out, it has to be a multi-stakeholder, multifaceted, an ongoing awareness and promotion campaign that has to be sustained and dynamic. And really, in the reality, which this was from the IOM, is that determination for universal implementation of the system must be preceded by consumer testing. And so, you know, we test it one symbol, but it has to be tested by consumer, and it must be conducted with education. I think regardless of what the system or systems, the optimal goal is a system that resonates with all consumers. And actually, so nutrition education is vital, because if we really are going to yield behavior change and get consumers to adopt to a healthier lifestyle, we really have to look at nutrition education regardless of the system. Thank you.